To glow in the dark.
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 This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. Our website is mikeluoma.com, M-I-K-E-L-U-O-M-A.com, and glowinthedarkradio.com. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter after their .com/. Just put my name, M-I-K-E-L-U-O-M-A. And say hello. We've got chapter 23 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest on the way. But don't let that high number fool you. It's still a great jumping on point this week. You see, we've just finished a big investigation of a ghost ship. So we're shifting into another part of the story now. Alibi Jones passed out from blood loss as our last episode ended. A tentacle from an alien ghost ship wrapped around his leg and penetrated his EVA suit, poked into his calf and his ankle. Now, Alibi used a laser cutter and cut it off, but as he pulled his leg out of his boot, it took some of his lower leg with it, so that's what happened. There was a whole lot of blood, and we'll see if Alibi wakes up and what's happened to his leg as we get into Chapter 23. Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest. There is a bunch more of the novel to go, so you probably have figured out that Alibi survives. But he has been changed. And you're going to find out how as we check out this new chapter. And that's why it's a good jumping on point, because you can meet a lot of the characters and get into the story at a kind of switching point. And if you're listening for the first time, all you really need to know is that Alibi Jones is in the Solar Alliance Interplanetary Force, which they call the SAIF, S-A-I-F. We're in the late 2130s or so. Alibi had been a mediator, but he's now shifted gears and he's running a covert ops team. At least he was. We'll have to see if anything changes if and when he wakes up as we check out the latest chapter. A little bit of news to share with you. I want to remind you that the Smashwords Summer-Winter Sale ends on the 31st, so you have Saturday and Sunday to take advantage of those 50% off prices for my ebooks, and to get some of those ebooks for free, like The Time War of the Devrisium. Just head over to mikeluoma.com or glowinthedarkradio.com, and there's a little banner right at the top. Click through, you'll get to my books on Smashwords. Very easy. If you're new and you want to find out more about Alibi Jones, just head over to the website, again, glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, and there's an Alibi Jones timeline so you can see how his life unfolds. Again, that's right there at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. I've got a nifty little banner right at the top of the page so you can check it out. A little bit of book news. I did finish the lettering on Red Hot number 3. So most of the production work is done. I've just got to reformat some files, and then I'll have it printed, and it'll be coming out. And so, yeah, it's good to hit that point with that book. I'm going to be finishing it up this weekend. Red Hot number 3 on the way. Written by myself. Lettered by me. With all the art this time by Juan Carlos Quatordio, who also does our music. Yes, you did recognize that name. Been working with Juan Carlos for 10 years now. It was 10 years ago we started working on Panthea Obscura. He's a good man and a good artist. I like working with Juan Carlos. That's why we keep doing it. And I should remind you, I send out email about once a month to an email list. If you want to subscribe, just go to my websites, glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. You can also do it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. Little sign-up button right at the top of the page. Or on the blog, it's in the sidebar. There's a little subscribe box in the sidebar. When you do subscribe to my email list, you get the exclusive Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. It's not really a guide, it's just a compilation of cool stuff that you really can't find anywhere else. Special preview of Alibi Jones Vacation, the comic book story. It's in the new issue of Alibi Jones, the comic book, The Adventures of Alibi Jones, number 2. You also get a preview of Red Hot 3. You get to see the art in black and white form, just as it was penciled and inked by Juan Carlos. There's a gallery of Federico Guillén's covers for the Alibi Jones books, plus some of his work in black and white from Good Samaritan, Unto Dust, number 2. That'll be the next book I'm lettering. I've actually already started. There's a big chunk of the Vatican Assassin graphic novel, so you get a sample of that, plus some selections from the Vatican Assassin Index, which is all the background for the trilogy. You get the background of lead character BC, the alien timeline, and the history of the future, filling in some of the gaps between our time and my future. But the coolest part of the exclusive is probably the fact you can get the now unavailable anywhere Alibi Jones short story, Alibi Jones and the Ghost in the Machine. It's only in the glow-in-the-dark radio guide to life now. And the only way to get your hands on that is by subscribing to my email list, and then you'll get the PDF as part of the confirmation process. Now, I've been trying to give away the only print copy of it that's in existence right now, doing a review contest, but so far, nobody's reviewed any of my books or gotten in on the contest, so it may go on one. Contest runs through tomorrow, though, so you still have a couple days here, right through the 31st. Sign up for the email list and review a podcast or book, and you're in the running. That's enough news. We'll get into Chapter 23 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest, coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hey guys, I'm Ray Belli, the host of Words for Granted, a brand new podcast that looks at how words change over time. Have you ever wondered where words come from or why they mean what they mean? Yeah? Well, me too. In fact, I think about these things all the time, and that's why I've created Words for Granted. It's kind of like an ongoing greatest hits compilation of the most fascinating word evolutions in the English language. Did you know that villain once meant farm worker, or that bead once meant prayer? The bottom line is, if you're a word nerd, let's be friends. You can find out more about the show at wordsforgranted.com and follow Words for Granted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I hope you tune in to the next show.
Now here's Chapter 23 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest on Glow in the Dark Radio. Alibi woke up. He looked around. A hospital bed on Ceres Central. He recognized the decor. He grew up on the station, knew it was Ceres. No one else was in the room. The crew must have flown us back here after we got away. Got me fixed up. He looked down at his leg. Looked like they'd replaced part of his missing calf with cyborgian tissue and muscle. It was already healing. Alibi flexed his knee. The new tissue felt stiff, weird. Alibi? His Aunt Anita's voice rang out, calling from the room's communicator. Aunt Anita? He answered. How do you feel, Alibi? She asked. Okay, I guess, he said. You should be able to leave quarantine soon, Anita said. Quarantine? Alibi asked, stunned. But I feel fine. The doctors fixed up my leg pretty good. Your guys here on Ceres do good work. That's just it, Alibi, his aunt said, worried. The doctors didn't do anything. Your leg healed like that on its own. By itself. A flood of memories came cascading back all at once. Cat pulling him from the airlock, the blood, pumping blood, so much blood. Getting lifted, carried. Then, dreams. Strange dreams, floating among the stars. Alien dreams. Somehow Alibi knew the dreams were not his. knew the alien vessel had infected him with its streams. And more. Part of the ship remained with him. In him. Rebuilding his leg. Making him dream its dreams.
What else is it doing to me? Haunted by the ghost ship after all.
We'll need to keep you under observation for a little while, Anita said. I've got a doctor who specializes in xenobiology and a specialist in artificial limbs, both on their way here. And Chris is coming as well.
Okay, Alibi said. But am I going to be able to stay here on Ceres? Won't the Constantine administration be after us?
Eventually, his aunt said. But we're not advertising the fact you're here to anyone. I'm acting as if nothing is going on. Matter of fact, I have a little mission of my own to go off on. But I'll be back soon.
Alibi looked down at his artificial leg. His alien leg. Human destiny? He mused. Anita frowned.
Get some rest, Alibi, his aunt said. We'll have some help for you here soon enough.
Once again, Dr. Devin Humphreys cautioned the Project Tex guiding the large sealed transport carton between them. They'd finally made it to the Project Laboratories. His building was in sight.
Be careful! Don't let that thing open, the doctor said. Not until we get it inside a controlled environment. I've got some top men who want to have a look at it.
Yeah, Doc, one of the techs responded. We know, we know.
Both techs were tired of the doctor's constant, worried cautions. He'd been fretting over his cargo since they'd picked him up at the Rigel IV safe garrison.
Don't worry, Doc, we're almost there.
Inside the building, Humphreys unlocked the lab door and held it open for the techs as they floated the transport carton into his lab. Humphreys chuckled as they lowered it gently to the floor.
And to think, the doctor said. They wanted to jettison it from the airlock. Bang!
The thing inside the carton knocked.
Hello, Alibi!
Krish's greeting woke Alibi. He raised his head off the pillow. Krish stood next to the bed with another man and woman.
Guess my quarantine is over.
This is Dr. Malcolm Curry,
Krish said, nodding at the man.
And Dr. Jeanette Bialy. We're here to get a look at that leg of yours.
Alibi swept back the blanket so they could see the leg and its repairs. Got him to break quarantine, huh? Alibi said.
It doesn't appear to be contagious, Dr. Curry said.
Dr. Curry is a xenobiologist, Krish said. And Dr. Bialy is an expert on integrated human and cyborg systems.
Hello, Alibi said.
Hello, Alibi Jones, Dr. Bialy said. That's quite a reconstructed leg you have there. I'm curious to see how it has infiltrated your biology.
Infiltrated? Alibi said.
You would prefer, perhaps, invaded, she said. It is an external, truly alien element. I'm not sure what else to call it. If it has truly changed you in some way, you could be in violation of the law, intentional or not.
Great, Alibi said.
Dr. Bialy may be a bit extreme in her analysis, but we are deeply concerned with the way the alien technology has assimilated itself with your biology, Curry said. We've never seen anything like it.
What about the ship? Alibi asked. Is it still out there?
It phased away, or whatever it does, after you and your crew pulled away from it, Chris said. There have been no more sightings.
Is everyone else okay? Alibi asked.
As far as I know. Your crew is back at the Hornet's Nest, Krish said, except for Dr. Humphreys, and, of course, Lenora Schwald.
Humphreys wasn't really on my crew, Alibi said.
True, Krish said. He's one of ours, whether we want him or not. Can be a bit of a stick in the mud.
He and Schwald didn't get along, for sure, Alibi said. The three others exchanged knowing glances.
Lenora didn't get along with many of us science types, as she called us, Krish said, explaining. Still, I don't wish to speak ill of the dead, poor woman.
Whatever killed her did this to me, Alibi said, looking down at his leg. Kind of sending mixed messages.
Or not,
Dr. Bialy said, with subtle menace in her tone.
I was not in favor of lifting your quarantine.
Dr. Bialy believes you should be sedated, Krish said.
Can we trust someone whose biology has been so compromised by alien technology?
Bialy asked.
I believe we are taking a great risk allowing him freedom.
Or even consciousness, Alibi said. She stared back at him, unemotional.
Like I'm her lab rat.
Krish intervened, gathering up the other two scientists.
Come along, doctors, Krish said. We'll get you settled in so you can start planning your tests for poor Alibi.
Krish ushered them out of the hospital room, pausing only to give Alibi a quick look and a wink before he left.
Get some rest, Alibi.
Will do, Krish, he said. Alibi closed his eyes. He heard the door click shut as he drifted off to sleep.
Alibi soared through deep space. The lack of light first hit him as stifling, claustrophobic. Space closing in as no space, before he got his bearings. Then he understood, and the universe expanded, spread out. He could sense more than see traces of distant suns, clusters of stars, and galaxies. Zooming through the dark, he was aware he wasn't in control of his movements. Alibi felt like he was on a tour of some kind, a trip designed to show him something. He didn't know what. He hadn't seen anything yet. He simply soared. A small glowing dot grew into a smudge, became a spiral-armed galaxy, turned into a carpet of stars, nebula, and other star stuff as he approached. Alibi began to sense his shape. He was the ghost ship, the ancient alien vessel, as he now realized, he assumed. He sensed the presence of others with him, but they had yet to make themselves known. He wondered when they would. Alibi's position continued to change. The ship shifted places, from a red nebula to a yellow nebula, and then off out past a blinking pulsar. Then it was on to the galactic core for a look at a black hole, though it was hard to keep the gravity well in focus. They skimmed in towards the event horizon, but drew away before the heavy pull prevented their escape. A jump, and they drifted through empty space, towards the glowing green gas clouds of a dying star.
Pretty. Very nice tour.
Thank you,
a voice in chorus responded, surprising Alibi.
Are you? Are you the ship? Are you responsible for my leg?
No, but then, yes, in a way. And yes,
the voice in chorus sang.
Who are you?
We are the Rodei. You are now part of us, the living ships of the Rodei, the Oneness.
I am not. I am Alibi Jones.
You deny us?
The voice in chorus asked, puzzled. Alibi tried to think out an explanation.
Not all beings desire to be a part of another whole. You can't just reach out and grab people, or build them new legs. Some beings like, being independent. Your ignorance has made you hurt and kill sentient beings who did not understand what you were trying to do.
Alibi sailed on through the dying star's gases in silence as the Rodei digested his thoughts. After a few minutes, Alibi felt the alien presence preparing to speak again.
We are the Rodei. You are Alibi Jones, the voice in chorus said.
Yes, We could not communicate with others of your kind like this, the voice in chorus said.
Not even Lenora Schwald?
Who?
Alibi pictured the woman in his mind.
She is part of us now. She is Rodin,
the voice in chorus said.
Perhaps. But she didn't want to be. You killed her.
She is not dead, the voice in chorus said. She is us.
The subtlety is lost on her corpse.
Part of him wondered where he really was right now. Still in his hospital room on Ceres?
You are different, the voice in chorus said. You can travel with us, yet retain your shape. You maintain anchor to your corporeal self. You are there, and you are here, and we are with you, there and here.
Piali was right, in a way. Can't let her know that.
There is always great fear when we come, now,
the voice in chorus said, with sadness.
Because you kill people.
We have not killed you, yet. And we do not kill. We make you the oneness.
The oneness?
An attempt at translation of understanding. We are many. We are one. A collective? In some ways. Not entirely. Let us show.
The oneness carried Alibi through the remains of a dying nebula, glowing stardust flashing purple, red, and blue around them, until they slid back into the plush velvet ebony of deep space. They traveled on, and the oneness spoke again.
We will show you where we began.
The oneness flew Alibi in towards a lone world, a dusky green marble lit by a large blue-white sun.
Home, where we began as the oneness. We were two and became one.
Are these memories, then? What was?
Soaring in from above, Alibi saw black swarms of crystalline bugs crawling all over each other on the vast desert plain below. He didn't understand what he was seeing until he and the oneness descended from their great height. He realized the bugs were large bipeds, with skin like the outside of the great ship of the Rodin. They weren't crawling, they were attacking each other in a chaotic battle frenzy. When one of the figures killed another, Alibi began to understand. The black skin sloughed off the corpse of a fleshy figure underneath, inert, and slid over onto another figure whose own skin absorbed the first, creating a thicker skin.
The first hosters, the Dendon.
Your parasites.
The thought was an accusation, an unbidden reaction by Alibi's mind.
No, we do not kill hosters. We enhance. Mutual benefit.
Alibi willed himself to wake up, snap out of the dream state, or whatever the mental state was, that allowed him to bond with and talk to the Rodin. He awoke in his darkened hospital room and opened his eyes. Dr. Bialy was next to the bed. The woman had an old-fashioned syringe in her hand. She was an arm's length away from Alibi's IV feed. He sat up.
Oh, shit, she said.
What are you... Alibi asked, his question cut off,
as the woman lunged at him with the syringe.
That was Chapter 23 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Another cliffhanger ending. Dr. Bialy attacking with a syringe. So come on back next week and find out how that works out for Alibi Jones.
Alibi now knows a little bit more about the ghost ship, though. He knows it's made out of the creatures called the Rodin, who call their consciousness the Oneness. And Alibi called them parasites. He was kind of put off by their whole approach to life there. But in some ways, Alibi Jones is now being attacked from outside and inside, internally. Have to see how he responds to each of those things in Chapter 24, on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. A reminder, you have
just a couple days through July 31st to take advantage of my 50% off sale at Smashwords. Just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and click on that Smashwords banner. All my ebooks, 50% off, some of them are free, and the sale only lasts the next 2 days. You only have another 2 days to get in on my review contest as well. Subscribe to the email list and review a book or a podcast and let me know about it. And you could win a copy of the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life, the exclusive that we give away as an ebook when you join the email list. I've got one print copy in existence, and it could be yours if you do that. And again, you only have through the 31st to do it. Sign up for the email list at mikeluoma.com or glowinthedarkradio.com, or at our Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio, or in the sidebar on the blog. That's going to do it for this week. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.